Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of June, 2021. We have the best technology news that's happened over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now, like we always do, in about 5 minutes. Well, at the Mobile World Conference event yesterday, Samsung, yes, they have unveiled their new One UI watch experience for Wear OS. This new software will run on top of the new Wear OS, which the company has actually co-developed with Google. Now, from what was unveiled yesterday, it appears that the latest One UI for Wear OS will attempt to make the interface between Galaxy phones and watches feel a little bit more, shall we say, coherent. And according to Samsung, in their own words, One UI watch together with the new unified platform will create an entirely new Galaxy Watch experience. That experience actually will include some changes to navigation, like a double click on the physical button to switch between running apps, and also when you install compatible apps on your phone, they'll automatically be downloaded onto your smartwatch as well. Now, even though we got a little look in on this at MWC yesterday, this is definitely not an extensive look at the new Wear OS or the One UI watch, but at least now we got a little bit better idea of what's to come. Speaking of what's coming, Microsoft has officially released Windows 11 Preview. That means Windows insiders can now download Windows 11, that build being 22000.51. And in that new build, it includes access to the new Start menu, some new multitasking features, and finally, what everybody's been wanting, the overhauled Microsoft Store. Yes, it's a little bit different from the leak that's been making the rounds over the past few days, including an updated file explorer that replaces the ribbon with a command bar to actually simplify file management a little bit better. You'll also see some new themes and dark and light mode improvements in the new build, plus some new widget features. And if you got your speakers turned on as well, yeah, you should be hearing some new sounds too. YouTube TV subscribers, yes, definitely for our U.S. audience out there. We got a little more details from the source over there about some features coming, those features being 4K playback and offline downloads. Well, apparently, those features are going to live in harmony. YouTube TV will be bundling them together for a new add-on package, calling it 4K Plus. And the Plus is definitely justified, because it's going to cost you more. Actually, an extra $20 a month on top of the standard $64.99 YouTube TV subscription already. Starting to sound a lot like cable and satellite did, isn't it? Yeah. Now, 4K Plus will be discounted, apparently, to start with at $9.99 each month for the first year. Yeah, then they get you locked in. And once you're locked in, you'll be shifted over to the original price. Most people, however, though, are looking forward to those offline downloads, particularly for the people out there that don't have really fast internet connections to enjoy 4K. However, though, there could be some content and channel restrictions regarding those downloads, of course. And more than likely, they'll focus on the sports category. Though we are hearing that YouTube TV is trying to work out that anything recorded to your cloud DVR can also be downloaded to the YouTube TV's mobile app. And finally, those of our audience out there that have a pacemaker, you'll want to listen up to this if you got an Apple product. Yes, apparently it's a lot more than just to do with the iPhone 12 when it comes to pacemakers. Apple's got a list for us now. Yes, Apple has listed the products where magnets could actually interfere with pacemakers and even other medical devices. So, what's that list and what should you be concerned about? Pretty much everything. This includes AirPods, your Apple Watch, HomePods, iPads, Macs, and even a few Beat offerings. Yes, Beat headphones. That's probably because Apple's fond of actually using magnets in, yeah, pretty much everything. Though, let it be said, Apple's not the only company using magnets out there, but they are one of the first companies to say, hey, yeah, this has got a magnet in it. You may want to keep that away. If you're looking for a little bit more comprehensive information, all you got to do is head on over to Apple.com and just keep your pacemaker away from your Mac while you're doing that. If you got a story and no one else is listening, well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located britishtechnetwork.com, that is where you can find this show, of course, the Mac shows over there as well, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. Give us a like on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network, of course. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.